Welcome to Portal to Ascension Radio. We are a consciousness-raising organization designed to uplift and empower humanity and pave the way so we may usher in a new reality of unity and harmony for all inhabitants on Earth. Our mission is to awaken, inform, educate, and inspire remembrance through exploring deeply esoteric topics, the true and forgotten history of our planet, and our connection to the cosmos. For paradigm-shifting awareness, tune into our YouTube channel at Portal to Ascension. On Portal to Ascension Radio, we feature speaker interviews and presentations featured on our website. Sign up at portaltoascension.org for access to hundreds of hours of our next dimensional content. Now, let's get into today's discussion.
If certain things don't make sense, just give it a little bit of time, because as I get towards the middle of this particular presentation and towards the end, you'll see some charts and some things that really relate to you and, you know, what we're made of, that architecture we're looking to awaken and repair. But just some of the historical events, just to frame it around, you know, a history that has been noted from many sources, like Kelantic science, Ashiana Dien, connected to that particular science, and also Lisa Renee with energeticsynthesis.com, and the freedom teachings that are associated with that. Also whistleblower testimony, my own personal experiences, and just a lot of different downloads coming through throughout my life. So I'm going into what we need to understand and seek for in terms of disclosure. But I want to kind of revisit the beginning of the presentation from yesterday, because the beginning sort of is a good intro to, you know, kind of the larger picture condensed in a bit of a summary that I've been sort of describing with some of the events that have taken place. But basically, this world was far less dense than it is today. And when we dealt with rebellions, fallen angelics, galactic wars, cataclysms, and the collapse of the higher dimensional civilizations caused by exploding planets, that rapidly changed our form. And there's many, many events, and these events go into, you know, where we are, you know, currently. But the history that we have lost is when we were in the Lyran system and the higher Earth energies, 7D Earth, the 5D. I mean, basically, the full 12-strand capacity broken up into different harmonic universes connects us with different experiences we've had on the timeline. So we can be incarnating into the human experience from different places on these timelines and different levels. And it's not so much linear. It has to do with sort of these dimensional bands of energy that our consciousness holds connection to. But a lot has been like pulled into this Earth, though, and that's why so many different types of beings are here on Earth that have taken human form in order to help us to rebuild our DNA, because we need to share the codes. But as far as like our galactic memories and the things that we've experienced, we're all coming in from sort of different, you know, places and retrieving memories, awakening what's dormant, and allowing like one another to be the great activators. And that's what I'm going to get into too, is how the dark agendas or the cabal and these negative, you know, control systems, you know, are trying to make that really hard, you know? So sacred union's been targeted, unity consciousness has been targeted, because the end goal really is that we're able to switch on dormant strands of DNA through coming together. But because of these wars, because of the false flag of the wars that we've experienced on Earth and our inability to understand the roots of them, we're very much vulnerable to the trigger events that cause us to blame one another or turn against one another, when really the whole idea of coming into this experience is to rebuild our DNA architecture through unity consciousness. So yeah, I'll get into that. But yes, we were dealing with the abuse of free will, hybridization, the manipulation of incarnate consciousness, and the manipulation of our DNA. It has made it so much more difficult to maintain a multidimensional embodiment and connection to spirit because of all that's taken place in our galactic history while in physical form. In this profound window period, we have the opportunity to return to these higher planes of existence. So I spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the nets and the frequency fences and how we've been cut off from being able to easily connect with our higher awareness and also the zero point unified field due to dark technologies, reversals, and all sorts of mechanisms that, are really like just affecting our capacity to, make that direct connect. And I'm going to be revisiting a bit of that today, but somebody had asked a question. So I wanted to include this slide about the different like seedings of life on Earth. So starting in the world three, when we came into this particular Earth experience, that's when the 12 tribes were seeded. And our chakra system relates to that, but it also goes into the cosmic trinity, where we see the 13, 14, and 15, which is the Mother Ark, the Father Ark, and the Christ Sophia. And that's the template of like our true connection to source and how that is built in us. And so that's why we often hear about, our human potential as being, God or an expression of God, but we get so caught in the lower creator God forces and the different things that have influenced us that a lot of the teaching has come through distortions and through the Anunnaki lower creator gods and how texts and, ancient texts have been manipulated and distorted. And our own capacity to understand how to do soul alchemy and become Christed beings has become lost to us because of their basically their attack on the Christ Templars, the Essenes, the Law of One teachings, and the recognition of the feminine Holy Spirit and our connection to the Mother. So all these distorted teachings and all that's been destroyed has put us in this difficulty of not only having amnesia, but absorbing, these things in and having it like hold us to an artificial template, which is connected to this fence and also the infiltration of the natural circuitry of Gaia with this overlay of this other template that is in reversal codes. And the reversal codes cause aging, cause us to live a much shorter lifespan, and it keeps us locked in a time loop because we never, kind of break the barrier when we can't have any, like when we don't have any conception of it, we don't have any reminders of it. And so that loss of those, kind of teachings have made it, very difficult, but it's built into us. I mean, we hold that whole, it's all encoded in us, and our consciousness can reach these levels and begin to step it down into the physical form to create the repair work. And it's encoded in cosmic and natural law. It's encoded in the planetary consciousness. It's encoded in our soul matrix that we're very in touch with. So the 12 tribes were broken down into 7 root races, some who were seated on Gaia in the higher dimensions. The first root race is Polaris. The second is Hyperborea, and that's connected to 7D Gaia. And somebody wanted me to talk a little bit more about the electric wars. But then there's the root races of Lemurians, which ended in a Holocaust, and the Atlanteans, which had all these, cataclysmic events that really started the cycle of us really just losing our connection with our galactic memories and the rest of ourselves. So after the electrical wars, the Earth was almost a goner. A slight pole shift took place, floods, ice age destroyed life on Earth until the Brunel introduced a treaty. Now, the rescue mission was only allowed to occur via death, reincarnation, and DNA development. Another flood happened after this, and things were stunted for a long period of time, and then seals were put in place to stop any DNA mutations getting through to Tara. So when we look at quarantine, when we look at seals, some of them were put in place for us to learn the right use of power since these higher systems had fallen. We are tasked with certain lessons as humans in order to regain access. So this is part of the initiatory processes that we need to go through. And the outer planets are actually encoded in these initiatory processes that we experience in our lifetime. So what we experience in our zodiac map that we're given, we have our own personal zodiac map, and what the alignments are on a larger scale level hold that greater intelligence of how we can do this, because it holds the repair work, just like the Venus transits hold the corrections. And so all these cosmic and earthly events are taking place to create these corrections, but we're being yanked constantly into like distraction. But so the Chelantic science, you know, talks about electrical wars, which we don't learn about in our history books, but a new seeding had to take place after this. And root races were created to pick up codes from other root races. There's 7 root races in all, and there's 5 cloister races, which represent star seeds. So our ability to work together and activate each other and embrace diversity is absolutely key. And when we look at the world, which is wanting us to be in these race wars, wanting us to resent one another because of our past histories, and to just be in this reactive state of, you know, blame and victimhood, is what we need to like recognize and overcome, because that is what stunts our growth. When we allow an outer force to stunt our growth, we're giving our power away to something else. And that's actually something we see in the medical industries. And I'm going to get into that about how physical symptoms of the body can actually bring us closer together, and how all adversity can bring us closer to ourselves. It can initiate alchemy and transformation. But in this reversal kind of system, it wants adversity to weaken us. It wants it to, you know, cause us to externalize everything and you know, expect something outside of ourselves to, you know, give us the command of, you know, what we should do, right? So that we're obedient and we comply and consent to something that's being presented that is actually seeking to enslave us more. And so the beautiful part of our experience here on Earth is that we're learning to fall back on each other more. We're learning to understand how these power structures and systems have been put in place to harvest our energies and to hold us into an addiction matrix that keeps us looping in duality. And so we really need to, you know, break all that. So I just wanted to mention a little bit about the electrical wars because somebody asked some questions about it. But just to revisit something that I said yesterday, the seedings of the root races on this planet have been to resemble the original DNA and reclaim that which was lost in the Lyran Wars with the Orion Group. The 12-tree grid was designed to help reassemble the original avatar DNA of the human being in the lower harmonic universes and reclaim all aspects back into wholeness. So what's always important to do, because some of this information can make a person almost like, okay, gets a little bit... it can go over people's head, is to bring it into simplicity and to bring it to something that's relatable, right? So in our own personal lifestyles and just our life experience and the tragedies that we go through and the losses that we, you know, go through and the things that we're, you know, required to overcome in order to be whole and healed and like on track with our spiritual path to actually move out of negative patterning and experience like a life where our dreams can be manifested and we, you know, find that we're connecting with like-minded people and soulmates. I mean, a lot of us have lived that path on a personal level. Now we're being pulled into a collective challenge and we're facing something on a much more macro level, asked to, you know, do the same sort of thing in a much larger way. And that has to do with letting go of the old paradigm, the abusiveness of the old paradigm, and the attachments that we have formed with individuals that we might have looked up to that hold a lot of darkness, you know, behind them. And so when we see all this beginning to collapse, like a lot, you know, going on in Hollywood and the political systems of understanding, you know, crimes against humanity and, you know, the underbelly or certain aspects of, you know, the religious constructs and different, you know, hidden, you know, cults that operate behind them, you know, it makes it look like a really, really scary world. But it's helping us to see that we have to learn to fall back on ourselves. And the more we have given our power away due to experiencing so many wars and traumas is something we have to break. And we're being asked to break through this wound that we've been born into to find more spiritual maturity and more transparency in facing those wounds within ourselves and working on those things within ourselves so that these trigger events don't cause us to constantly battle one another. Because in our deeper knowingness, we have come here to connect, to rebuild, to rehabilitate, and to find, you know, true unity consciousness without giving up our individuality. And we need that sovereignty in place before we're really able to do it in a productive way. As we see with a lot of movements, it might appear to have a unified purpose or intent, but there's always an opposition. There's always something that it's attacking or going after. And we have to understand more, you know, the puppeteers behind the scenes And a lot of people are already well aware of it. But our role here on Earth is, you know, basically soul development, spiritual development, and understanding enough of our galactic history to know that this is what we're tasked with. We're in a free will universe, and so we need to learn the right use of power. And so the lessons of ego, you know, are incredibly important. And getting more sovereignty in our mental bodies is so important, because the mind basically creates our reality. Our mind feeds our ego information that is our power center that takes action in things. And these fragmented parts of ourselves are not operating from our higher guidance and our intuition. It is being like pulled into, you know, something that could be very, very destructive and actually achieve the opposite of what we think we might be striving for. Because deep down, I know we all want the same thing. But I know that the humanity, we're not enemies to each other. That's all been cast upon us. And it's been indoctrinated into us. Our history books have not given us the full picture. And so a lot of these trigger events that we're seeing in the world today are to light up those unconscious traumas from the past, where, you know, we're still maybe holding on to historical resentments because of the ways these wars were played out, when in actual fact, it was done on purpose to pit root races against each other so that we wouldn't be able to rebuild the architecture of our DNA. And so as long as we're in fragments, we will be easily controlled, because a wounded person that's not conscious of those wounds and is unconscious to the history that has been robbed from us is going to seek some sort of relief. And we're learning to rebuild, you know, a sense of self-esteem based on our own, doing it on our own terms, not what we've been taught. Not what we've been taught to become. And this is why it's so difficult for people, because their sense of identity has been hijacked into the social engineering programs and the mind control. And a lot of those that were born authentic or true to who they were or connected with their higher abilities, you know, have been very much projected upon and targeted and sort of like becoming a label or, you know, that people can kind of laugh at and create distance from, instead of understanding that, you know, they're the great activators. And so that whole sort of, oh, it's a conspiracy theorist or it's woo-woo stuff, just doesn't even allow a person to become curious, because of the way it's portrayed in the media. And of course, the media is the biggest mind control weapon that exists, the mainstream media. But when we remember what the main purpose of us being here, you know, it's to rebuild, it's to heal a wound. And these wounds are ancient. So the Lyran system is where it began, of this level of attack, where free will allowed this ego construct to separate itself to the point of being service to self, and then wanting to infiltrate those that had a direct connect with source, so that it begins to morph into their dark agenda. And that's why a lot of people have kind of signed up for this, because there's a facade in our society, and even, you know, the roots of it go way deeper, to provide some sort of like reward system. And so it all looks kind of harmless on the outside until you begin to lift away the layers. And once we lift away the layers, we see how much it's sabotaging our capacity to do this repair work. So everything we're up against, well, I'm going to get into a little bit more about what the Nephilim reversal grid is. Talked about a lot of the grid stuff yesterday, but false flag agendas to lower consciousness and create the false fake war on terror. What it does is it begins to feed this potential of a second wave that we would not want, because we need to focus on this other kind of second wave that has a lot more to do with starving those systems and coming together and being mutually loving and supporting in whatever traumas are being lit up through these trigger events. Because all adversity can inspire transformation and growth. All adversity that we see in partnerships can either bond people into a greater love and understanding or cause a breakup and separation. So we are here to break the negative patternings of this continual loop that we've been in that wants to produce, you know, an event that throws us into an unconscious trigger that is being falsely represented in society as some sort of, you know, solution. And it becomes political. And, but a lot of us don't see through the lens of the politics part. And the political part is very much where people, you know, get lost due to loyalty or due to just not being able to want to look, you know, deeper behind the scenes that, you know, actually something owns both parties and has funded both sides of war and is looking to create that constant division. But there's something really beautiful emerging, I feel, in this administration, but I'm not going to get into it, that is almost counteracting all of that, but has to sort of play the game in order to be able to do that. But I can definitely tell you, and you don't have to agree, that something's going on right now on this earth that is not part of the plan that they have set up to create a new world order and full on enslavement of human consciousness and planetary consciousness. There is something operating on our behalf. And instead of giving our power away to it, because these are the lessons we're learning, I think we can just, you know, focus on ourselves, our own inner work and our ability to come together, but at least send good energy to those forces that have our best interests at heart. And they are there, our higher awareness that we are connected. We are one. We have been fragmented into many different pieces and parts. And that diversity is shown in the root races. But these strands or these diversities and differences are a part of what we need to connect with in order to rebuild our DNA architecture. So we're actually all helping each other, you know, through coming together. So being taught that we hate each other or there's some sort of racism or discrimination, you know, makes it very difficult to work it out with each other without knowing these tactics and mechanisms that are being used behind the scenes. So a lot of the reasons there's not the outrage of the stuff that we know exists is because it's almost too much for people to process. And a part of this paradigm shift is being able to recognize that so that we're not feeding something unconsciously or consenting to something unconsciously. And it's all part of that deep state, you know, cabal energy that a lot of people still aren't able to recognize. But a lot of people are. I mean, it's amazing to see, you know, how many people are seeing through it. And but again, you know, this is all part of our inner work to break duality, to play our part in what it takes to heal the wound so that we're not an open wound with, you know, an infection, an AI infection, an archonic mind parasite infection of an unhealed wound that is being masked by false solutions that we think are maybe solving a problem. And that is the danger right now, is not going inward and just looking to fight or battle something outside of ourselves. We have to go inward. We have to understand what those triggers mean for us and form stronger and better communities that can address these things with love, compassion, and patience. And there's just a lot to educate people on, but unfortunately, it's a very targeted thing, the whole concept of conspiracies, which really aren't conspiracies, but I see that changing because as much as Obamagate's not really being talked about or Hillary going into needing to testify and the changes that we're seeing in the royal family and the fact that Buckingham Palace had boards on its doors and something, you know, happening with the Vatican, you know, they'll do anything to mask all of that so that they can still pick up on our leash and gain enough of a foothold to distract us completely away from the really good things that are taking place that, but anyway, we know they're hanging on for dear life. So transhumanism, of course, we're dealing with that. And that is connected to continually, you know, harvesting our energies and really linking us into technology in a way that really takes away our personal sovereignty. Mind control, implants, targeting, brain mapping, AI, media distortions. That's sort of the root of it, though. We have to understand that none of these dark technologies really work if we're not a programmed person. When we're in our authenticity, when we're in our heart, when we're connected to our higher awareness, when we acknowledge that relationship and stay consistent with it, we're not limited to these nets. We can burn through that. And that's why we see that a lot of people are immune to some of these trigger events, because they've already busted through the net. And there are many different ways to bust through the net. One would be going through the dark night of the soul, kind of dying and being reborn, letting go of identities that don't serve you, getting out of relationships that rob from you, that vampire off you, that puts you in a state of unworthiness or lack of self-awareness. So being able to bust through the net and then recognizing what this window period represents You know, the more we can stay aligned with that, the more we can empower that within ourselves, the more we can shed positive energy on ourselves and the world, knowing that this is here and present, you know, will keep a lot of people from, you know, losing faith or losing hope or losing their minds. Because there's all these positive things are taking place. I mean, the fact that we're all coming together, all these events that we're able to create, I mean, this all has such a greater impact than we can imagine. But the media distortions are a big one. False movements, you know, most of these movements have good intention behind them, but they get hijacked. Feminism has been hijacked. Some of the new age stuff has been hijacked. And what we're seeing right now is to me, another level of that, where people are really desperate to heal. They haven't had a chance to go through maybe the dark night of the soul or red pill themselves fully and completely or understand this whole other level of information that has been kept from us. It's very difficult to process things in these times without having just knee-jerk reactions, because there's really nothing to go on except for this is the society that they have attached themselves to that they think is just a part of, like, you know, being human. Despite its wars and battles and conflicts, it's very hard for some people to see the facades and the tactics that they use to continually keep us in this loop. Masculine and feminine distortions are a big one, and I'm going to get into that. The medical industry taking advantage of our disempowerment. And again, when I mention some of these things, it's not like all negative. There's a lot of well-intentioned people, though, that have been pulled into a system that doesn't allow, like, more of an openness to greater technologies that can help us, heal us, cure cancer, and all these kind of things. There's gatekeepers that make it very difficult for very skilled and dedicated individuals to, you know, get the full kind of education. As we see, we're learning dead sciences in our science classes, and we're not getting the full picture of what our capacities are and what our dormant abilities are all about. So the medical industry is not really connected to helping us to wake up. It's helping us to mitigate, you know, symptoms. It's helping with big time emergencies, and there's a lot of positive that, you know, comes out of it. But when we look at the bigger picture of it all, it doesn't really help us to know ourselves more. We're given conditions and diagnoses, or being told we have certain conditions, and mostly prescribed drugs. And in buying into all that, we definitely don't get closer to ourselves. Doesn't mean that we can't or counteract that if we take the initiative, but it's not really designed to do that. It's designed to throw us a label, especially, you know, the mental health industries. And then we kind of carry that burden of, you know, a label that doesn't appreciate the fact that every time we face a physical symptom, an illness, an injury, any kind of adversity, it's an opportunity for growth and transformation. And it opens a doorway. Thing is, we keep hitting our head on the door because we're not allowing ourselves to access the parts of ourselves that know exactly what to do in those moments. As we know, our immune system knows how to respond to disease. We have to keep our immune system healthy. We know that when we're injured, something naturally comes in to begin to repair a wound. But the mind control has separated us so much from ourselves that our organic connection with these abilities and acknowledgement of the growth that it can induce is sort of lost to us, because we're so afraid of fear and anxiety that we just want it fixed and solved. But we got to breathe through it. And in those times that we face the fear and anxiety or confusion about what our body is trying to tell us, that we seek self-knowledge and we seek to get to know ourselves better in the face of it, because we're sort of uncoiling from all these events that have taken place by moving back through those traumas and reliving those events, but reclaiming what we lost in the face of it instead of losing ourselves further. And that's where the timelines show such a, you know, difference in one, you know, taking us into greater enslavement, and one taking us into self-realization, self-knowledge, unity consciousness, and understanding, you know, sacred union and this greater love story that we're all a part of. So religious distortions, yeah, I mean, it creates extremes. People either rebelling against it or being, you know, like, pulled into it. It's very important that we understand the importance of spiritual freedom. And, you know, some things serve a person for a certain amount of time. So it's not saying anything is bad or good. It's just saying that if we don't journey a little bit further and we don't go beyond these constructs, you know, there's danger in that. Just like if we give our power away to a relationship and we lose a sense of ourselves while we're in that partnership, it's just very important to, you know, cultivate one, and in doing that, we can see through some of the things that might not serve us that we can eventually let go of. But, you know, some of these things are important for people to experience in their lives as well. But we see, you know, as long as division is created, that's all that matters. So if there's a rebelliousness towards, you know, people, you know, connecting with, you know, God's source, it's like, then they're choosing like the left-hand path or the dark side because they're rebelling against the church because they don't like what they've seen. I mean, it's just, we need to come into wholeness and balance within ourselves and integrate light and dark and integrate polarity. Because some people, yeah, they just become atheists or they give up or they just turn to Lucifer. I mean, it's just like we have to recognize that all these archetypes exist within us and we need to harmonize them. We need to integrate them and allow our higher awareness to steer our ship, but bring that into the physical plane so that it's operating our physical vessel. Anything less than that, is a part of why we manifest so many lessons in our life. And most tragedies that we experience can give us a wake-up call. So we need to bless these adversities because that's how we integrate polarity. We don't want to have too much judgment on the negatives that happen in our life because it's a teacher. It helps us to step back. It helps us to see things about ourselves that need healing. It helps us to have boundaries. It helps us to learn about energy. It helps us to really dig deep. So we got to, you know, allow adversity to guide us home just as much as we appreciate the blessings that give us a sense of inspiration and hope and motivation. But I always bless the adversities. I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't find some sort of peace and connection with what the adversities were telling me. I wouldn't be able to heal my body and avoid going to doctors if I didn't understand the root of some of the physical symptoms. And so I remember as a child, I would just journey into the root of something because I didn't want to go to the doctor. So I would just put my hands on whatever might've been hurting, even if it was just, you know, any kind of illness. And I just remember putting my hands on it and journeying into where did I lose a piece of myself? Where did a trauma event take place that I'm unconscious to? Where do I need to release energy that is showing up in the form of symptoms? You know, I mean, there's all sorts of reasons behind physical symptoms. So giving ourselves the opportunity to get to know ourselves in the moments that our body is trying to send us a message will actually be key in how we overcome all these, you know, different things.
Thank you for tuning in to Portal to Ascension Radio. Be sure to check out all the amazing gatherings we have listed on portaltoascension.org that are designed to assist in a collective consciousness shift. Each one of you that signs up gets access to hours of free content. You may also explore our YouTube channel and Instagram at Portal to Ascension. We are the ones that we have been waiting for. And this is the moment for us to realize the potential we all have and begin to create harmony on planet Earth.